Hi, Lee.
I'm not sure if this is part of the act or not, if she's building suspense. Oh, here we go, here we go. Thought I was going to have to come and rescue you from the green room.
Well, you go into the green room and you come out green. We have a very special story to read this morning. I just heard about Transformers. Who knows this story? The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Now, at the risk of embarrassing my children, who are both here this morning, and we're very excited that Noah's here from Adelaide, this was their favourite story. So I'm going to read it to you this morning. Why are you laughing at me? In the light of the moon, a little egg lay on a leaf. One Sunday morning, pop, out of the egg came a tiny and very hungry caterpillar. Well, he started to look for some food. On Monday, he ate through one apple. But he was still hungry. On Tuesday, he ate through two pears. Don't talk with food in your mouth at home, kids. But he was still hungry. On Wednesday, he ate through three plums. But he was still hungry. On Thursday, he ate through four strawberries. This is a really good strawberry. But he was still hungry. On Friday, he ate through five oranges. But he was still hungry. On Saturday, he ate through one piece of chocolate cake, one ice cream cone. One pickle. One slice of Swiss cheese. One slice of salami. One lollipop. One piece of cherry pie. One sausage. One cupcake, one slice of watermelon, and you know what? That night, he had a terrible tummy ache, and he had chocolate cake all over his fingers. The next day was Sunday again. The caterpillar ate through one nice green leaf, which I thought I would avoid. And he wasn't hungry anymore. And he wasn't a little caterpillar anymore. He was a big fat caterpillar. So you know what he did? He built a house around himself called a cocoon. And he stayed inside for more than 2 weeks. Do you think you guys can stay here for 2 weeks? No. Not unless there's pillows, did you say? Then, after 2 weeks, he nibbled his way out and he became a beautiful butterfly. Magic. You know, this is a great story, and I'm sorry, Anthony, that I'm playing havoc with the microphone. It's a great story, and when we used to read it all the time, we used to read through all the food that he ate, And it was always exciting because if you know the book, there's little holes in the pages, and it was a very clever book when it was written. But there are two things in this book that I love. One is all the delicious food, and I'd share it with you, but COVID, so you better not come and have any of it now. But the other thing that I love is the way that the caterpillar transformed into this beautiful butterfly. He started off being green. He could only crawl around on the ground, but God hadn't finished with him yet. God transformed him, and we've just heard about transformation, which is a very big word, but God transformed him. After he slept for a couple of weeks in a cocoon, he came out a completely different creature. And his life was changed forever. You know, sometimes our lives are changed or transformed in different ways. For kids or for young people like you guys who we've heard from today, you grow, don't you? You get taller. Your hair might change colour. Your feet get bigger. Lots of things happen as you grow and you change. You also learn new things. You learn things at school, I hope. You learn things when you come here to Junior Soldiers or to Mini God Squad. You learn things from other adults in your life, aunties, uncles, grandparents, and friends. And when you learn things, you change. But we can also be changed by Jesus. In the Bible, we read lots and lots of stories about how Jesus changed people and changed their lives. There are stories about how Jesus made people well who were sick. People who couldn't walk anymore could suddenly walk. People who couldn't see anymore could suddenly see because Jesus changed their lives. Well, you know, most of us here today, we aren't really sick. Most of us can walk and talk. Most of us can hear. Most of us have lots of things, everything that we need. But we can still be changed by Jesus. He can change us to be better people. We heard earlier from the scripture, from the Bible, from Romans chapter 12, and these verses that say, so here's what I want you to do. God helping you. God's going to help us change. We don't have to do it by ourselves. Do you think the caterpillar could have changed by himself? He needed God to help him change. So God's going to help us change. Everything, all the ordinary things in our lives, even our sleeping and our eating, even if we eat all funny food like the caterpillar did, everything, God is going to help us change. And the next slide, it's got this verse here that says, you will be changed from the inside out. Sometimes there are things in our lives that Jesus needs to change. Occasionally, we can be unkind to people, to our family, our friends, to our brothers and sisters, if we've got those people in our lives, and that's not the best way to behave. Jesus wants us to be better than that. He wants us to show love to other people. So he works inside us, in our heart, to make us love other people. Sometimes there are things that Jesus wants us to do, like helping people who don't have much, or perhaps playing or hanging out with a friend or someone that you know who doesn't have any friends. Sometimes we're scared. We don't know what to do. And Jesus can help us, and he changes us from the inside out. If we pray to him and we ask him to make us into better people, he will do that. But that's often the only way that we can change, is with the help of Jesus. We have to invite Jesus into our lives, and we invite him to be a part of our everyday life. Everything that's going on around us, we ask Jesus to be a part of it. We talk to him, we pray to him, and then he can help to transform us into everything that he wants us to be. Because the great news is, no matter if we're this big or this big, God has not finished with us yet. Shall we pray? Our God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you are here, that you are part of this place. And we thank you that you are still working. that you're still working in our lives, that you're part of our lives. And God, I pray that as people who love you, who follow you, may you continue to work in our lives and transform us into everything that you want us to be. Help us to have hearts that want to be open to what you want us to do. Help us to be able to treat people kindly, to help people in need, to share your love with those who we come in contact with. And God, help us to always keep our eyes on you so that you can continue to change us and to transform us into everything that you want us to be. We thank you for the children here at Parramatta Selvos and what a gift they are. Help us as adults to continue to speak into their lives in a positive way. Help us to influence them so that they can see Jesus in all we do. And just continue to be with them as they grow, I pray, in your precious name. Amen.